what?
First off, can we take the microphone away from your mouth real quick?
It's 5:59, motherfucker.
Jem. Do you mind taking the microphone out of your esophagus?
Do you mind, like, getting on an actual mic?
Are you talking to... Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it sounds like you're on a walkie-talkie.
No, brother, it sounds like you're on a walkie-talkie.
No, it sounds like you're
on a walkie-talkie. No, Jem, oh my god, I didn't plug in my fucking microphone.
Of course. See that, folks?
Oh, no. Wait, switch device? Yeah, switch device. Hold on. Oh, my god. Dude, what? All right, hold on. Can you hear me better now? Hello? I gotta switch the hold on. I guess. Oh my god. Voice and video output speakers. No, my headphones.
Well, well, well.
Oh, your mic still sounds like shit.
Well, well, well.
Jem, your mic still sounds like shit.
What's that?
Your mic. Where are you right now?
Oh, did it like reset? Don't act like you didn't just get out of mic shit a second ago, Jeff, you fucking asshole.
Jeff, if I can send you what this sounds like right now.
Yeah, you just sounded like that.
No, but I sound fine. You still sound...
No. But I know. I'm changing it. But you just sounded like this too. So you don't have to send me anything. I just heard it from you, you fucking asshole.
Whoa, buddy. What the... Get off... Whoa. There we go. Whoa.
Is that better?
What? What's that?
Is that better?
A little. Where are you?
Not a little. How dare you?
It sounds... Jem, what are you
That's
doing?
That's so much better.
No, you don't sound better.
Well, then it's still on your end, brother. I don't know what to tell you.
It can't be. There's nothing on...
It can't be. It just was a second ago.
Well, don't worry.
A second ago, your mic wasn't even plugged in.
Input device.
And now you're yelling at me for your speakers. Change your output. It's probably your output.
My output's fine. My output's my headphones like it normally is.
Well, my input's fine. My input's my mic.
For the 18th time, where are you?
Sitting in front of my microphone.
Really?
Maybe I have to leave like you did. Hold on. Here we go.
Say something.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo.
Say something like more than a word.
Hello.
No, you still sound like shit, dude.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
This one can't be me anymore.
I mean, I highly doubt that, because I know you, but...
Well,
yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to... Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. God damn it. All right. I'm going to log out of... I'm currently logging out of Discord. Jem's probably like, what the... I'm going to pause the recording? All right, and I'm going to go back. All right. Please tell me that he sounds well again. Jem, do you sound all right?
Huh?
Damn, dude. Yeah, something's up.
Like, what about the mic doesn't sound good?
It sounds like you're in a room.
Because I only have one mic.
It sounds like you're in a room that's made out of porcelain.
What's that mean, specifically?
Echo. Like, there's an echo. Not like, you can't hear an echo. It just sounds like you're in a non-soundproof room at all. Like, you're in a cathedral.
Can you turn me down a little bit? On Discord, maybe it's too loud.
Nah, you're already at 88%. You're not even at, you haven't, you know, all the things are the same.
What did you have to change when your mic was just fucked up?
I went
what
to
was wrong?
Settings.
I know, but like, did you change the input volume? What's your input volume at?
My input volume's the same as always, which is 100%.
Yeah, that's what mine's at.
Wait, see, now you sound okay. Sometimes you sound okay.
I should,
Yeah, right now you sound perfect. Did you change
It's
something?
Definitely Discord. No, I didn't change anything, bro.
Right now you sit like that. You sound like you're close to the mic and everything sounds like normal now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck.
Well, what did you change?
I didn't change since I ever...
You just left for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but when I came back, you still sounded like shit.
No, but what did you change?
I didn't. I just...
Stop dodging the question, motherfucker.
All I did was I fucking got out...
Yeah, I got new headphones.
I got out of Discord and I paused the thing and then I unpaused it I went back to Discord, I unpaused OBS and then I went back in the chat.
So did Discord... Was your mic unplugged from your computer, or was Discord not selected on it or something?
What?
I'm trying to figure out if my mic's don't, fucked up.
Listen, buddy, you're yelling at me. I'm just telling you.
No. I'm just saying.
And it's going back and forth for some reason. Like, it's weird. Like, sometimes you sound regular and sometimes you don't.
I don't know what that means.
When you hear back the episode, you're going to understand.
What do you mean? Well, is it bad?
It's not good.
Let me close this. I'll be back.
Oh, I'll be back, he says. It sounds like... God, I wish I was, like, literally... I wish I was literate. I fucking don't know how to tell him that basically he sounds like... How do I... Like, he's in a hallway or in a... It sounds like he's in a bathroom. I swear to God, if he comes back and he's like, yeah, by the way, I was taking a shit. I can't do that. I just can't take it anymore. Oh shit, she's still on. You know, I mean, want to do another EP episode. But plugging in my microphone, that shouldn't have made a difference because my headphones were still in. My headphone, the output was still the same. It was the so my input was fucked up. Coincidentally, the same time his input was fucked up. Or is it a coincidence? That's the thing. Is it a coincidence? I mean, it kind of should be because why would my input being fucked up affect my ability to hear him? I'm plugging in my headphones to the same fucking spot. This is going to be an interesting one. Also, he's on Discord right now. He's still not coming in. I don't know if he's fiddling. He probably, you know what? Now he's off the... I have a sneaking suspicion he's going to find out that he fucked up something. And he's going to come in here and be like, yeah, my bad. I swear to God.
Yeah. Yo.
You sound perfect now.
Nice.
What happened?
I just restarted my computer.
Oh, Marone. So coincidentally, I come in with a fucked up mic, and your mic's fucked up.
It's probably Discord's fault.
No, I really didn't. I didn't have my thing plugged in. So the originally.
Oh, okay.
Originally, that was my fault. However, my headphones were plugged in the whole time, so that's where in my head I'm like, wait a minute, that shouldn't affect how I'm hearing him.
Yeah, because when I only have one mic, so like the fact that you could hear me at all meant it was going through the same mic no matter what. So I don't fucking know, dude. Maybe
I know my deep down you're fuming, like, I can't believe he's blaming this possibly on me. There's just no way.
No, I'm not. I didn't think you were doing that. I think we were just both frustrated at Discord.
I mean, you were yelling at me.
I know, but that's because you were, you were coming out of the bathroom with it flooding. Like, there was water spraying behind you, and you were like, why did you fucking, your bathroom's flooding? It's like,
yeah, but you have to realize I didn't hear
you
my.
You just stepped out of the flood.
But I didn't hear my bathroom. I don't know why. I didn't look behind me. I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know there was a rubber ducky coming out of the bathroom door.
You know what it was when you were like, dude, I'll send it to you, how bad it is. And I'm like, you don't have to because I just heard you.
Did you have a hard day at work or something? You fucking just unleashed.
No, it didn't even work.
Oh, my God.
I was just fuming.
Have you ever, as like an adult, or at least in the past 5 to 6 years or whatever, what's the longest time you've gone without showering? Don't worry, take your time. It's not like it's a podcast. That's only an audio fucking format.
Well, you asked a question like that. I think I want to say a day, but maybe 2 days.
Real? Okay.
All right. Probably just a day.
Just the day.
Realistically. Damn. I shower every day. Yeah, I love showers. So.
I love showers.
Yeah. I've never missed a shower. You don't got to worry about that with me because I will sit in there for a half hour, dude. I swear to God.
Well, you're on your Twitter, apparently.
Oh, man. I've gotten lucky, too. Like
Instagram, which, by the way, you, like, Do you ever wake up, or are you ever on Instagram, like, and a little thought goes through your head, like, God damn, I'm so happy he told me to get on Instagram?
Oh, every time I'm on it, yeah. Every time I'm on it, I'm like, you know, I didn't know things could be this good, you know?
Life could be, G. Life could be. That's the only thing I missed, though, that I haven't seen one of those videos on Instagram.
Nah, there's a certain, like, disconnect. You're right. Like, Instagram has great memes, but there's just some don't come through, like, from TikTok or YouTube. I don't know. The culture is different or something, I guess.
Instagram, it's the memes are real-life situations that create themselves. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that is the meme. Like, look at this shit. Like, look at this shit. Look at this crazy shit.
Yeah. That's very true. That's what I get. Yeah, it's mostly just life, like, people being recorded.
And then, like, the creativity would be, like, maybe, like, something after the recording, like a song or a song that's layered on to the recording. Why does Windows Security, like, how do I, you know what, while we're doing this, see fewer notifications. I would love to see less notifications. No, turn off. This happens all the time when I'm recording. Have you ever, oh, boy. Jem, can you hear me?
You want a Mac.
Do you want to allow this app to make changes to your device? No, not... All right, hold on. I'm going to say yes.
No, don't do anything.
I'm not on a Mac.
Not on a Mac.
Is that how I sound like?
Yeah. That's the way you said it.
Not on a Mac.
Yeah, no, I hated YouTube Shorts, dude. I watched them for like 2 months when it first came out, and then I never touched it again.
What's wrong with YouTube Shorts?
They fucking suck.
The
comments suck dick, and like the comments are never ever like never funny. The only funny YouTube comments are on actual videos.
I was gonna say sometimes. I usually would rarely open the comments on YouTube Shorts. Because I usually did like speed scrolling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch, but yeah, dude. No, now I'm like really, I'm so spoiled with Instagram comments. It's like there's not even a point of going back to YouTube comments.
Yeah,
it was like, it's like the transition of someone jerking off to Playboy and then like VHS porn comes out. Yeah. Where it's like, well, not in a million years am I going back to this magazine. Like, there's no way, there's no point. Maybe like for nostalgia reasons, like you know what actually it is? It's when like the new Call of Duty comes out and you've been playing it for like half a year and you're like, let me go on the old server, see if anyone's playing multiplayer, and there's like there's just six dudes in the whole world still playing the old version. It's like, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah, there was times where I'd go to like post a YouTube comment and I'd be like, I'd say like retard or gay or something and be like, YouTube's like, are you sure you want to post this? And then like you post it and it's not even public.
Whereas Instagram's like, oh dude, this is going to be a banger. Oh. Wait to get, have fun getting 6,000 likes.
Dude, half of the fucking reels I send, it's like the videos themselves aren't even funny. It's just the comments.
The comments are, I mean, I love the fact that I feel like every time I send them to you, you know the reason why I'm sending it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't have to tell you, like... And then, dude, my favorite part about Instagram Reels are when you'll reply to a reel I sent you with the comment, which is the reason why I sent you the reel in the first place. It's like, yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah, that happens a lot the other way around, too. And also, sometimes you'll send me a reel that I've seen... And I was going to send to you, but for some reason I didn't. And then, like, a day later, you'll send it, and I'll be like, yes. In a roundabout way, he saw it, too, somehow. We're on, like, a similar algorithm.
Oh, my girl's starting to get on a similar algorithm. She sends me stuff every now and then where I'm like, Jesus Christ, I feel like Jem would have sent me this. Dude, what's the one thing that does suck about them, and this happens unoften, but it happens enough where it's annoying, where for some reason I'll send a reel... And then, like, I don't know if you've ever opened one, but she's told me that she's open and she's like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, wait. And for some reason, I'll send her a link, but a different reel opens up when she opens it.
That hasn't happened to me, but that used to happen with TikTok. My buddy would send me a TikTok and, like, I'd click on it and it would bring me to
a lot.
Yeah, and he'd send me something. I'd click on it, and it would send me to something totally different. I'd, as I'm watching it, I'm like, why did he send me
yeah,
like,
exactly.
And then I'd be like, wait a second. He didn't send me this. There's no way he sent me this. And then I'd, like, refresh it, and it would be the right one.
That sometimes happens on Reels to the point where, like, it's just like, okay, this definitely happens. It's not rare, but it's also not – it's not like TikTok. TikTok was always, like, a toss-up, really.
Yeah, TikTok is fucking gay. That's why I never got it and never liked it.
No, I know.
TikTok is sucks, dude.
Is it better now? Like, wait,
I don't know. I don't have it, but
were you able to comment the stuff that you comment on Instagram?
Not even close. Well, that's part of it. I mean, you think the YouTube Shorts comments are bad? Like the TikTok comments are.
Well, again, I don't know. I don't know enough of YouTube Short comments to call them bad or not. I really don't.
They're terrible.
Are they really? Like,
I mean, when you say seen terrible, them in months,
you're but... saying like. Are you saying they're not as good as Instagram, or they're not even as close as like regular YouTube video comments?
They're not even as close as regular YouTube comments.
Why do you think that is?
You'd think
it would be at least the same, roughly.
Yeah, that's what I mean, even before Instagram, I would see a video and I'd be like, oh, I click on the comments and it would be like, what I'm thinking isn't even, I'm scrolling, I can't even find something kind of close. And people are talking about something totally different that's not even funny. I'm like, what is, am I like crazy? Like what the
fuck? You know what it could be? It could be the fact that the people that are watching YouTube Shorts are in roughly a younger demographic than people who broadly watch regular YouTube videos, right? And then you could go, well, wait, wouldn't that same demographic that watches YouTube Shorts be Instagram? It's like, maybe not. Maybe the people that watch Instagram Reels are like in our age demographic who still have an Instagram, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, and since we still have an Instagram, this is the way that we see like a, what's it called? A vertical, you know, this is how we see vertical content on Instagram instead of YouTube or TikTok. So then our comment section is just like us being like 30 something year old retards.
Yeah. Yeah. I think here's how I see it.
If the Instagram real comment section like had a war versus like the YouTube short,
it'd be over.
Over. What were you gonna say?
If they came to Instagram turf, dude, it'd be done.
Done.
If Instagram went over to there to YouTube, it'd be just all like deleted. But I see Instagram as like our exact age group, like you're saying.
I really do. It's the same humor.
To me, YouTube, it seems like it skews way older. Seems like more like Gen X boomer stuff with the comments. And then TikTok, it seems like way, it's like Gen Z fucking.
So what do you think YouTube like, short
children
ages?
Like older. I would guess it's older.
Oh, so you think it's older. Okay.
Yeah, all the kids are on TikTok. The kids aren't on fucking YouTube shorts.
Ah, okay.
I mean, there are, not to say there aren't, but like TikToks, people sleeping on TikTok. That's like, that's where the youth is right now.
Oh, I don't think anyone's sleeping on that. I think people realize how huge TikTok is.
Yeah. I think a lot of people our age group, though, don't use it. So they don't like, it doesn't come to mind right away. Where it's like, dude, YouTube's fucking huge. It's like, yeah, YouTube is huge, but like, it's becoming more of like long form, older. Like, when's the last time you got recommended a video that wasn't a short that was, like, less than 15 to 20 minutes long?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
My 90% of my video recommendations are all, like, 20 to 30 even.
I get video recommendations of, like, a wide array of time frames.
Hmm.
That could just be based on what you watch.
Maybe it's just mine.
What I watch, yeah. You know, not everything revolves around you, Jim.
Do it right now. All right, refresh your YouTube tell me the average time, because I don't believe you.
Oh, my God. Well, it depends on... Hold on, because I'm not signed in.
Because back in the day, dude, every video was like 5 minutes long.
Can I finish?
And you know that.
All right, first
one. Now the average video is like fucking 25 minutes long video essay. Right, fucking.
First one, 27 minutes, 48 seconds.
Exactly. Thank you.
Second one, 1 minute, 45 seconds.
And that's... Damn, and that's a regular video?
It's a regular video.
I think you made that up.
It even tells you, like, there's the short section. So, all right, let me go past the short. I got 2 minutes, 40 seconds. I got 12 minutes, 49. And remember, this isn't... See, my smart TV is different. My smart TV will also have like recommendations for longer content, which makes sense because I'm not watching a ton of long content on my computer. However, right, on my smart TV, I'll watch like those video essay things or just I'll watch like 2+ hour things.
Okay. How often do you use your computer?
Very honestly, not often anymore.
Oh, okay. See, that's where I watch majority of YouTube is on my computer.
If you want, I can open my TV real quick and tell you what the times are there.
I ain't got to do that.
All right. Never mind. I was just trying to fill some time. I guess I'll go fuck myself. Well, open yours right now. See what. Tell me what the times are. Maybe you're misinterpreting.
Yeah, I might be misinterpreting this here. Let's see.
Yeah, say the same thing I just said.
Misrepresenting. All right, we got a... If the fucking times would load, that'd be great.
You have to scroll over it, so, and it might...
All right, 9 minutes and 30 seconds, 29 minutes, 36 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, 9 minutes, stream.
Yeah. So you're getting it right. Yours is a little bit more longer than mine. Again, though, I'm on a different profile on the computer than my Fire TV.
Oh, you're on a different profile.
Yeah, that was why I wanted to open the TV because.
So this is all fucked up.
Then. I watch way more YouTube on my TV.
What about your phone?
Ever since the Instagram Reels, man, I only.
Yeah, so you only do short like mobile shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm willing to bet on your TV one is probably along the same lines as mine. Then.
Well, I mean, this is why I wanted to open up and like.
We'll do it.
All right, relax. All right, keep
you don't have to listen to me. I'm not the fucking boss over here.
Alexa, Fire TV on. Oh, wait, no.
Shit kind of looks like Topanga.
Launch YouTube. Getting YouTube
from Fire TV. No, she's Alexa, he says.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. We got 11 minutes, 30 minutes, 10 seconds, 14 seconds. 7 seconds, watch it, 45 seconds, and then 1 hour, 29 seconds. Wait, 4 minutes, 2 minutes, 25 seconds, 39 seconds, 37 minutes. Dude, it's just up, it's like the stock market.
Yeah, Jesus, you're either watching something insanely short or insanely long.
Yeah, really. It's like, all right, let me see how many I can get through, or then it's like, all right, what can I fall asleep to?
Yeah, you know what? That makes sense, actually, because my fucking shit is... I listen to a lot of shit while editing. That's really long form, like 20 to 30 to 40 minutes. So that's probably why mine's so long. That's probably why it keeps shooting that shit at me, because it knows that's what I'm watching. Because I'm not actually watching it, you know what I mean? It's just kind of on the background.
Oh, no, I'll watch. Something's like an hour or two. I'm usually invested in that shit.
Like, you're sitting and you're watching it.
100%. And it's usually, like, just a guy talking.
I know, but there's no way my... That's what I'm saying. That's like, God. Like, when YouTube videos are that long, they're never edited. They're always just, like, a voice.
Oh, great. That's going to be on for, like, 5 minutes. That's fantastic. What were you saying?
I was saying... Whenever YouTube videos are more than like an hour long,
you just have them all like, in the background.
No, I mean I was about to tell you. Let me just finish sentence.
Oh, okay, that's all right. You're getting upset.
No, I'm not getting upset.
That's all right. You're getting upset. With
you
me.
Cut me off mid sentence to try to complete my sentence when I could have completed.
Trying to lose your last friend online. Why are you eating grapes?
Actually, I'm real.
No, we're all here.
I'm flabbergasted.
At what?
At Brandon.
Just let it go. Let it go. It happened.
If he wasn't a comedian, I'd feel no emotion, but it's just getting to me.
Oh my god.
Like you're supposed to have a good sense of humor, dude. Alright. It's your job. Alright. You're a professional funny man. And he fucking thinks we're racist and blocked us. All right.
That might not be. That might not. First off, I don't know.
I mean, he said it to our face on the show like 40 times, dude. I listened back to that. It was unreal.
Oh, I forget which episode was that.
I thought he was fucking around. He must have been serious. The Harriet Tubman one.
To be fair, if we're going to be fair, I mean, the Harriet Tubman episode wasn't our finest time.
It was the best time, dude.
I mean, I will also say this. She irrefutably looked like E.T. Like, there's no fucking
really
sane person who can look at that photo and look at a photo of E.T. and be like, nah.
You can show a toddler that. And they point to the picture and be like, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying... All I'm saying is, like, can we at least admit there's a correlation between E.T. the extraterrestrial and that picture.
And God bless her. She was like 97.
Yeah, wasn't she like 93 or 97?
Yeah.
By the way, Brandon also said that like she stabbed people. I couldn't find anything about that.
Yeah, he was saying it like she like it was like a Bruce Lee Krause kick or something.
What? That wasn't English. You said a Bruce Lee Krause.
It's fucking Dave Chappelle. He tell it like it was a Bruce Lee. Like, I think he was talking her up a little bit. Because I didn't look into it, but I'm like, he made it sound like she was a fucking ringleader boss, like going around stabbing people. Like, and she would kill the slaves because they'd go and tell. It's like, I think she was just like a volunteer member. Maybe. I think she had a train pass.
I think this is why he might have blocked her. I don't think he did, though. I'll be giving.
No, he definitely did.
You sure?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I told you I went on a different, like I logged out.
That's right.
And went on his thing and it's there. Hmm. And then I Googled, I said, how do you know someone blocks you on Instagram? And it says, if you can't view the profile and it looks like nothing's there. All
right. And it's just a picture of Brandon. Oh, well.
I go, well.
He'll be back. He's probably annoyed that we just kept setting nothing but. I guess he could have. Well, he did leave the group chat, and then we invited him back. So.
Well, here's the thing: is though, when I did listen back, you could definitely hear the moment where he got pissed. It was the old brother.
Those old brothers.
It really did, man.
The old brothers.
It was because you cut him off. Like he didn't talk for a little while, and then he started to talk, and you did that.
But that was like, the best time to do it.
From that moment, I know that's what he doesn't understand. It's funny because he gets upset, and that's why we keep doing it. If he wasn't fazed, we wouldn't do it. We'd just be like, it's like Ed. Like Ed gets it now. He doesn't even give a fuck.
Come here anymore. That's so that Brandon gets it too. He doesn't come here anymore.
To be fair, we stopped inviting him. I did invite him when you asked.
I
can't.
I don't know how. I don't know what.
I did. He said he was working tonight.
Yeah, but I don't know what. Wait, hold on. Can you? All right. I'm going to ask this kindly and just once. Can you, in the general chat, type his tag, his Twitter tag that he uses?
Yeah.
Thank you. Or handle. See, I'm bad at this. Because I don't know what it is anymore. So I don't know how to hit him up.
He said, Monday, Tuesdays are usually best, but sometimes I'm free. So if you keep asking, it might happen. Hello, I'll never know. So he's good. His Mondays and Tuesdays are his best days.
I think Ed still wants to come on. He just...
He does, yeah.
He's just an Uber driver now.
No, we literally stopped hitting him up. So, I mean, that's... Because Brandon was coming on a lot, you know? Well, we had a good thing going. And Gary, come home.
Gary, come home.
Do you see it?
I was on
Twitter. Alright, I'm done eating.
Yeah, what are you? What were you eating?
Leftover fries.
Alright, so I'm gonna look this up on Twitter. There he is. See, I can't DM him because he's not following the arguable. Fuck it.
I mean, are we living in a fucking time loop, dude? This happens once every like 3 months.
You gotta tell him to follow arguable. It's at Arguable Podcast. Or put us all in a group. Can you put all three of us in a group message?
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea.
This sucks too, because, dude, I don't want to go on Twitter anymore. Why can't he just, dude? We have to somehow.
I know we have to get him on it because I tried and he wouldn't listen to me. Maybe he'll listen to you.
He'll stay. Yeah, dude. You know what it is?
He'll love Instagram.
He will love Instagram. It's not as serious. No one gives a fuck.
Dude, remember it took you like, what was it, 3 or 4 months to convince me?
Yeah, we got to get him on an episode.
Yeah, so we'll make him make the profile on the fucking episode if we have to. And then we'll add him to the old group chat that Brandon was in.
And then he'll come back and be like, yeah, guys, I can totally see why he doesn't want to talk to you anymore.
Then we'll all brother him and he'll fucking stop showing up.
Well, what we do, it's like, I don't know, all the messages are either anti-black reels or the N-word over and over again. It's like, oh, okay, that's fair. Actually, when he starts saying that, you're right. We'll just be like, ah, brother.
Oh, brother. How do I do a group thing? Oh, here we go. All right. Nose puppy. Wait.
Nose underscore puppy.
Create a group. There we go. Nose puppy and Jim.
By the way, I was watching one of those long format. I shouldn't say long. I was just watching one of those long videos on YouTube last night. And all of a sudden the ads came up and it's like, you can skip this ad after 30 seconds. And I looked at my TV like, excuse me, 30 what? You mean the whole ad's 30 seconds and I can skip it after 5 seconds. And it just kept tick, 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 tick. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like a real fucking ad. What the fuck? Who made this? And I started getting mad at the creator of the video. Like, really, bro? Really? You just need that extra bread, huh? As if it was like, oh, he probably just did a broad thing on his channel. Or there was a glitch.
Yeah, my ad blocker wasn't working because YouTube changed its ad thing for like a week there. It was so fucking frustrating, man.
I saw a funny man carrying thing. He's one of the YouTubers that makes short videos that I like watching. And it was this bit, I really should just like send it to you when you get a chance. But basically it was like people, like YouTube makes a thing saying, hey, you can't do ad blockers anymore or whatever. And then people are like, no, you can still do it. You just got to do this. But then all of a sudden the other people who didn't even know ad blocker was a thing are like, wait, you can do ad blockers? And then it actually made things worse for YouTube.
Yeah.
I never actually did an ad blocker. I don't even know.
Oh my God. Do it right now.
Well, teach me how. What do I? Well, before I do it, am I able to do it on the smart TV?
See, I don't think so. I don't know, though. I would guess not, though, because it's a shitty, like, mobile fucking tablet thing.
It's not a tablet. It's a TV.
We've gone over this.
But it's...
The smart TV is just a tablet.
All right. Anyways, can you show me...
Like, it's not a computer.
Can you show me how to do it on my computer, then?
Yeah. Because, dude, for that week it wasn't working.
All I asked was, can you show me how to do it?
For that week it wasn't working. I thought we were doing a podcast. For that week it wasn't working, dude. I was like, this is what the rest of the world's been living in for the past few years who doesn't have it. Like, I forgot advertisement existed on YouTube. Like, I literally was like, there were so many now. Holy shit. Made me upset. But, yeah. Okay, go to Google Adblock.
All right, Google. What do you mean Google?
Are you using Windows? You said.
Are you using Windows? He said.
Well, I'm using Google Chrome.
I'm using Google. Yeah, Jem, shut up.
I'm trying to tell you, you fucking idiot.
I'm using Google. You're giving me a headache. I'm using Google. Oh my God. Yes, I'm using Google.
Gurgle Chrome.
Our shroud house kick. All right.
Type in Google Adblock. In Google.
Just first, all one word?
All one? No, two words. Google, ad block.
Okay.
Google, one word. Ad block, one word.
Okay.
The first result that pops up, click in. I always do it into a new tab in case something goes wrong.
Ad block - best ad blocker?
Yes.
What do you mean you do it in a new tab?
Oh, like that. I get it. Yeah.
So that way you can just go right back.
I'm a tabber, yeah.
Okay, add to Chrome?
Yes.
Don't tell me it's this easy. Add extension?
Add extension, yep.
Why would Google allow this?
There's probably some nefarious reason, you know. I can't see the downside though, so.
All right, hold on. It says installing AdBlock, increase your internet speed, protect your online privacy. Whoa, I gotta pay for it?
No. No, you don't. I've never paid 1 cent.
It says thank you for installing AdBlock.
No, it tries to get you to, like, if you wanna pay.
Why would I want to pay? You can give it's already us, doing its job.
Exactly. So just say no.
There's no option. It just says complete per. Well, hold on. This is what it says. Thank you for installing AdBlock. AdBlock is honorware, which means that we trust each other to be nice. We have full-time employees that depend on your contributions and support.
Yeah, it's asking for a donation. It's
not. During the holiday season.
It's like. It's like Wikipedia. You ever went on there? They're like, could we have like $3 if everyone gave? I'm like, you think?
When I see that golden bar on the top of the fucking Wikipedia page, that once a year fucking Salvation Army, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, we need you. I couldn't laugh harder as if, oh yeah, Wikipedia, you're getting my fucking money.
Dude, I think you every time. Have you seen the YouTube one I told you about? Where, like, you'll go to click the quality and it will be like 1080p premium. Dude, I laugh every time. I cackle. I'm like,
wait, what? What's this? I don't know what you're talking
only
about.
It's only on certain videos, man. It must be creator, like, the creator will
what's,
enable
but
it.
What's the, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean?
So when you're watching a YouTube video, you know, you can choose the quality, you know, like 480p, 1080p.
I mean, I've been doing auto, like, since I was a little boy.
Right, on the phone, but, like,
even on, computer, on the computer, I do auto.
Right, but you can change it.
Of course.
Yeah. So if you go to that option sometimes, because sometimes I'll switch it back and forth if I'm like, have.
Oh my God, dude, I swear to God, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Did you see it?
Yeah, but it says 1080p HD or 1080p premium.
Yes, yes, that's the one. It tries to get you to pay to watch it in better bitrate or something.
Is that more frames per second? It's what
I don't fucking know, but whatever it is, I'm like, not a million years.
Not a trillion years.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a clip on some dude's channel of like Joaquin Phoenix on the Jimmy Fallon show. It's like, dude, you don't even fucking, like, this isn't even your video. Go fuck yourself. Oh my God.
You have AdBlock on though, right? Is it enabled?
I don't know. How do you know if it's enabled or not?
Okay, so on Google Chrome, go to those three dots.
I got you.
Yep, and go to extensions, manage extensions, and then check if it's clicked on. Sometimes when you download it won't be clicked on.
So it's got the little white to the right and it's blue.
To the right with the blue, yeah.
That's to the right to the blue.
Boom. Right. So you'll never see an ad on YouTube again.
Let me go on a video. Hold on. This is,
and you'll never see an ad on the internet again. Sometimes though, when you go to a website,
hold on, I just watched a SpongeBob video with no ad. Okay, hold on, this is.
It's a whole new world. A whole new world.
Oh, dude, what happened just now? An ad popped up, and quickly the ad blocker was like, "No, I was a little mad for a second. They're like, no, we got you, buddy. Don't worry.
Bro, that never used to happen until like this past month. Like, because Google, YouTube started trying to like force the ad and past it. But then like the ad block keeps coming out. Like,
the ad blocker just comes out like a bouncer. Like, no, get out of here now. We told you no. We told you to get out.
The only annoying part of this though is sometimes you'll go on a website, like especially if it's like a article website, and you'll click on it, and the second you get on, they'll like block your page because they'll be like, "You're using a fucking ad block. You better turn that off, or you can't come in." And that gets fucking annoying. But I mean, I can't wait to be not on that website anymore.
Oh no, I can't see your tile ads in between the article every two sentences. Fuck me.
Well, that's always what it is. It's always something where I'm like, I didn't want to look at this anyway.
Hold on. How to use ad blocker?
I just wish they had it on the phone.
For YouTube on smart TV. Your phone? I'm more smart TV, so. How to block your YouTube ads on a Samsung TV? How to block YouTube ads on your Android?
There's probably a way to do it on this smart TV, but it's probably a fucking wonky thing that you have to like download on a USB and watch a whole fucking YouTube tutorial on how to do it, and then you do it and it's still wrong and you have to fix it. Probably a whole thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna look up how to block ads on Fire T. How to block you? Other methods of blocking ads on Fire Stick. No, I don't have a Fire Stick. How do I block?
I gotta admit though, even Instagram ads aren't bad. You know, I gotta admit, there's been a few times where, like, when scrolling reels, an ad will come up, and I'll be like, you know, that's actually something I might want to get sometime. I'm like, that's a pretty good app. It's like some gaming figurine where I'm like,
Instagram just knows us, bro.
Yeah, it really does. It's like, huh, I kind of do like a light that changes patterns.
Hey, can anyone like recommend a good modded YouTube app for Fire TV, which removes all those awful ad breaks, or get it straight from the developer, github.com? What the fuck is GitHub?
Wait, you have a Fire?
So I have a TV has a Fire TV like operating system. So it's not a Fire.
Oh, okay.
So it uses the Fire TV operating system. So I have like, so when I look up stuff, I kind of have to look up Fire TV shit.
Damn. Is that Amazon?
Oh, Smart Tube Next. Oh, maybe you download an app where you can watch YouTube videos that has like the app itself has the ad blocker incorporated. Which, if that's true, I mean.
Oh yeah, I had something like that on my phone for a little while, actually.
Yeah, it's got Smart Tube, an advanced player for set-top boxes and TV.
But it probably like hacked my phone. It had a little icon in the top of my phone that was there forever, and it was fucking annoying.
See, this is good. See, again, I have one of those black boxes where like you get all the sporting events in the world all the time for like $100-something a year. So I just use that. So because of that, I didn't want to sign into the apps there with my like real like name or my regular account. So I just made up like one. So now if I get the Smart Tube thing, I'll just use that email too. It's like, oh no, you got some dude named James is really fucked now.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, see, there you are again. Where are you going?
James Buns. Fucking.
Are you walking away from the mic?
At yahoo.com.
Where are you going?
What's up?
Where'd you go?
I was putting on fucking pajama pants, brother.
Well, that's how you sounded like before, by the way.
Well, I wasn't putting on pajama pants before.
Okay, well, that's how you sounded.
Do you mind if I just take a piss real quick?
Do I mind? He says, no, you gotta take a piss.
All right.
All right, what is Smart Tube Next Images? Like, is this like... like, am I still gonna get... 316 watching 7 years ago. So I get, so like if I signed into this app, am I still gonna get like as like the same recommendation? All right, how about this? What is SmartTube? I'm so dumb. SmartTube is a YouTube client developed by Uriel. That Uriel, why does that sound familiar? That lets user, yeah, Jesus.
I'm back.
Yeah, you don't have to yell. Stream video, which don't incorporate Google Play services. It can also be used on Android server. I'm going to try the SmartTube thing. And if I'm getting the same exact recommendations and the layout's pretty much the same, the only thing that you lose is the color red and ads, I think that's a good sacrifice.
The who?
The color red and ads.
Mm. I don't know what that means.
Well, YouTube has a red color layout where the smart thing has like a greenish blue, like a teal.
Oh.
And then also I still want the same recommendations. I don't want it to be like a totally different layout and shit.
Yeah, that'd be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Churro frappe.
Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman.
Harriet fucking Tubman. Oh, dude,
how-to videos just got so much better with no ads.
It's insane.
I'm clicking on so many things right now.
I was fuming, dude. I was fuming for that week. It didn't work. I was like, you know, I might stop watching YouTube. Because it's literally, it's a, I mean, it used to be bad back in the day. Now it's like, dude, there's a beginning ad, there's a mid ad, there's a mid-mid ad, there's a fucking end ad. Which I get ad,
it. You want to make more money. It's like, whatever.
Of course. I'm going to be making money off YouTube, hopefully. So I'm not upset about it, but it's like also.
Hey, when's when that going to happen, by the way?
When you go not from that to that, it's like jarring, dude. It's like, holy shit.
When are you going to start making money from YouTube? It's been a while.
Right fucking now, motherfucker. I'm making money right fucking now, you hear me?
Are you?
No.
Don't forget where you came from.
Don't forget where you came from, motherfucker. I'll make Instagram reels, dude. That's what I should do.
Dude, imagine if people could make money on Instagram reels.
They can. You fucking high? You think the people are just making these for free? I'm sure there's monetization on your Instagram.
Yeah, there has to be.
Apparently, TikTok's terrible. Apparently, like, for every, like, million views, you get, like, fucking 2 cents. It's something, like, insane.
I can see that, though, because, like, it's just... It all has to do with... Is the
view... China.
Is the view effective? Like, at the end of the day, no, like... Average, no, what's it called? What's the fuck?
Oh, bruh.
Oh, well, now I'm not going to talk to you guys anymore.
Oh, you're a racist.
what's it called?
He didn't know it was a SpongeBob meme.
I still don't think he does.
No, it sounded like he did.
It's the thing that hurts. It's like, this isn't me. This isn't us. That like, damn it. At the end of the day, like a product or a service, they're not. It's just based off the actual view having credibility, if that makes sense. Like, not every view is the same. That's why audience retention was a huge deal when that started being a thing with YouTube and other ways of format. So, like, short videos already, in essence, it's hard to get a ton of audience retention, like, because it's a short video. Then amplified by either like someone's just like, what does TikTok count as a view compared to what does YouTube count as a view? What is Facebook? It's just a bunch of shit.
Yeah. I'm sure they're making a lot of money though off it.
Oh my God.
I'm sure
there's people that get tens of millions to hundreds of millions of views on like every single TikTok they upload. So like it's like that. It's like anything.
No, I mean, I meant like TikTok.
Oh, of course they're getting like, yeah,
dude. Yeah. Yeah. Like that, well, because that's the thing of it is like YouTube shorts are the same shit, but you get way more money for YouTube shorts than you do TikToks. But yet the advertisers are probably paying a similar rate. So just TikTok fucking over everyone.
And it's also,
which I'm for.
TikTok selling someone's, so like.
China. If
you love saying that. Oh, dude, by the way, there was I remember a few months back when my girl and me, we were dating. Actually, it might be like way like more than a few months back. There was these like
girl.
My girl right now.
Oh, okay.
In the news or like on the news, there was newspapers because she lives in this place where like now newspapers are like so retro that like they're actually in like coffee shops. I know.
Still buying albums.
But yeah. Just like, oh, I'm going to the record store. It's like, shut up, Rick. You know, one of those fucking things.
Like, I like it because you can physically hold it. You touch it.
Ah, dude.
Like, we get it.
One of her friends is that.
You're gay.
One of her friends is that. Actually, one of my friends is like this too. They carry around. Like,
I have a few of those.
The camera. They carry around like an axe.
Oh, with the neck strap.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, brother.
The Canon neck strap.
To be fair, the one dude actually, like, that's his job. So I can't, like.
Well, that's different. That's
100% like, different.
It's like yelling at a landscaper for having a shovel in his hand.
So
like,
I can't get mad at that. I can't.
No.
Can't knock.
But if it's just like someone like, it's my hobby. You have a phone. You have a smartphone that takes fucking
10 times better pictures.
Yeah.
Try to zoom into your Polaroid. Oh, hold on. Let me get the magnifying glass. Right. So we're in this coffee shop, and there's these apparently like these big balloons, like roaming around. I don't know. Like I guess like around a year to a half a year ago, there was these big balloons roaming around, and like someone said that they might be like Chinese like spy balloons. And in the paper, it said like U.S. shot down possible Chinese spy balloons again or finally today. And she was just like, yeah, it's about time, you know. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Like, we don't even
about
know.
Time what?
Yeah, like we don't even know what these are. She's like you can't trust that. And then I think just a couple weeks ago, I think it came out that, yeah, they might not have been Chinese spy balloons. And like I had this like my own feeling of validation, like yeah, and you know what? I don't trust that article either. Fuck everything. Why is there a newspaper in a coffee shop in 2023? What the fuck?
It's insane.
Yeah, that's the more insane thing, like the fact that the paper exists. Are you kidding me?
They print them still and people still buy them.
You got a fucking coffee shop not using paper or not using plastic straws, yet they have newspapers just out and about.
Yeah, just cut down a whole tree for one fucking Sunday paper.
Like, oh, we're cutting down on our what we make, but we're also gonna have the newspaper still exist. The newspaper. It's unreal.
It is unreal.
I was livid.
That's why anytime I see, like, on the news, like, politicians talking about, like, you know, the environment and recyclables, it's like, dude, you're the reason the post office exists. Like, it's all, talk about paper and recyclables, dude.
It's all been bullshit since,
like, we do not need the post office. We don't even kind of need it. It's insane that somehow it's still around.
The post office environment is like, that's great. Yeah, the reason it's still around is because if it wasn't, so many people would have no job.
Of course.
It's the only reason.
There's a stack of fucking paper in my fucking mailbox every week, and I throw it directly in the trash. I don't recycle it. I throw it in the trash.
Why don't you just not, if you stop, you know what the thing is? If you stop touching it, eventually they tell it like, all right, well then we're never going to deliver mail here again. And then that.
Oh, yeah. They hit you with the mafia.
But that counts for like UPS packages and shit and like FedEx. And it's like, wait, what? How? That is.
Yeah, they'll like blacklist your
fucking address. Yeah, they'll blacklist your address 100%. That's exactly what they do. And it's like, wait, hold on. This is insane.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. They would do that, wouldn't they? For those fucking cretins.
Yeah, but you know, like, I don't know if that affects Amazon. And if it did.
Dude.
What?
You know what would be funny?
What?
Is to actually make a mailbox that, like, is a chute that just, like, goes into some underground fucking, like, trash thing.
An inferno.
Yeah, so when they put it in, it just slides down into, like, yeah. Because I swear, like, anything you're... I've never had anyone put a package in the mailbox.
Usually when was the last time you got something in the mail that you needed?
Looking like 2002, maybe. And that's Jack, like stretching.
You didn't need anything until you were fucking eight or nine.
I don't think I've ever gotten. Yeah, we grew up with the internet. What am I talking about?
Yeah, when I was since I've been an adult, I keep getting these census things. Apparently, they want me to do this census survey or whatever. And they keep sending it in the mail, and they're like, if you don't do it, we're going to send someone out to just do the survey in person. I'm like, all right, yeah. Send them out.
Send it up the chain of command. Let's see how far this thing goes. Send out the manager.
I can't wait to have that person. And then I'm just like, and they're asking me questions. I'm like, I don't want to answer this. Well, it's your legal obligation. All right, well, tell your boss. Let's see how far this fucking goes. I can't wait for this discussion.
Oh, I get excited.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling. Hello, sir. Nope. Sorry, going to my car. Don't have time.
Yeah, have you ever seen one of them?
Yeah, I have, actually. Yeah, I have.
Yeah. We had a client. We were landscaping, and this dude comes up with a little fucking hat and a clipboard, and he's like, hey, excuse me, census. Do you know where the owner of this building is? And we're like, nope. He's like, don't you guys work for him?
Oh, that's the best. Like, they actually start getting upset. They think
we're
going to,
like, rat out our client. Like, you're like, yeah, he's a hero. We're like, nope, never heard of him. Don't know him. Don't know you. Get out of my face. And my buddy was like, dude, who would work that job? I'm like, I don't get it. Little snitch-ass motherfucker.
Snitch-ass motherfucker. It's like the parking authority people.
Oh, see, I've never lived in, like, in a place where those are around.
Really?
I've always lived it, yeah, because where I live on Cape Cod, it's like suburban.
But you never drove by a place that's like that?
No, I've only, I mean, I've been in a city, but usually when I'm in a city, I don't have a car. I don't rent a car. Mm-hmm. But I've seen them on the internet. I know what they give you tickets, right?
Yeah, they give you, it's parking tickets.
But they're not like real cops kind of deal.
No, that actually reminds me, I'm going to look this up real, oh, well, let me tell you a story actually after I look this up. What happens?
It's usually some like fat black woman arguing with some dude on the phone. That's usually what I've seen on the internet. She's like, I'm just doing my job. And he's like, you fucking piece of shit.
Failure to pay parking ticket fines could result in additional fines, suspension of... Oh, okay, yeah. See, arrest and jail time. See, that...
Oh, so it is connected, yeah.
It is connected, however... Yeah, dude.
God damn it.
Last year, I got a fucking ticket in New York City, right? Me and my two boys were going to a Yankee game. And my one boy, love him to death. He knows nothing about the world. And like, he's like you and me. He definitely watches a ton of YouTube. And I think he like thinks because like the things he watches on YouTube, he knows the world.
Yeah.
But it's just like, dude, no, we don't. That's why we watch YouTube. We're stupid.
Like, no, you just got to say you're a sovereign citizen.
Yeah, yeah.
They go away.
I mean, in essence. So all of a sudden, we're getting on the subway. We're going to get on the fucking D train to get to the Bronx, right? And it's midday. This is a fucking day. It's like a 4 o'clock. I forget whether it's a 1 or 4 o'clock game, but it's a day game. It's not a night game. So all of a sudden, like, he goes, let's just go through the door. And like, people are doing it. I'm like, no, it's not. This isn't 11 p.m. This isn't midnight. Like, that's when you can kind of jump the gate. Or when it's, like, hectic, you can jump the gate. Not when, like, you know.
Like, empty. There's, like, a...
It wasn't empty. It was not empty. However.
There's, like, a cup rolling by. So, he's like, yo, let's just fucking...
So he just does it, and we both follow. I went against my better judgment. Go through the door instantly. Some, like, fucking older cow was like, hey, and then like he brings like these young cops who's like, and he's obviously like the head leader of the subway, what's it called, it's called like the something transit police of New York or something.
Transit authority,
yeah, something like that,
some gay name,
yeah, basically like they're part of the NYPD.
We're the TGA.
What's New York?
We have a special badge.
What are Subway New York cops called? It's going to drive me nuts.
How much gum were they chewing?
Yeah, New York City Transit Police. It's the Transit Police. So the two younger guys come, and they all have body cams, the two younger guys and the one older dude. And the one younger guy who's like talking to us and asking us questions and is writing up the ticket, you could tell in his face he doesn't want to write up this ticket. He's looking at us. We're wearing Yankees jerseys. He's like, these guys just want to go to a fucking game. Like, yeah. This is like, who cares about the $2 and something cents? So he writes us all a ticket and says, hey, listen, here's the ticket. You're going to call this number like at this time. They're going to tell you how much it's worth. It will be anywhere between $0 to $100, da 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 da. He then turns off his camera and goes, by the way, like, failure to pay the ticket, like, he's kind of like shrugging his head, and we're all looking at each other, and we're like, we finally come to a conclusion. It's like he's basically telling us you could just not pay this ticket and nothing will happen. So
nice.
They pay the tickets. Both of them pay the tickets within like a week or two. They pay the tickets.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. Maybe they were like, I have no idea. They paid the ticket. I didn't pay the fucking ticket.
No, not a million years.
Every so often.
If the cop who wrote the ticket was like, you don't got to pay this, I ain't paying.
Dude, because it doesn't. Here's the thing. Every now I get a letter from the grand city of New York.
Oh, no. Another thing I'm throwing right in the trash that I don't even see.
And it says like, oh, your ticket now has been upgraded to $160. I'm like, oh, boo-hoo. Oh, no. There's no fun. There's no warrant out for my arrest when I go to New York. The transit police don't have my fucking photo on a screen. Like, they don't. I'm not on the fucking like beam up there. Like, dude, I can't.
Not
wait.
Planning on getting arrested anytime soon. So
I'm actually a little upset. I haven't gotten a letter from them in a while. I can't wait till I get another one, so I can laugh at it. Just
you have an outstanding warrant. Yeah, $100,000.
Like, oh no, I'm ruined.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's gay.
I don't know why they paid it. Fuck, they should have just not.
That was a cool cop, though.
Yeah, he totally didn't like. They're there to stop people from peeing on other people, and even then, they're not doing a great job at it.
What a great fucking, yeah, that is what the job is. All the fucking bums, dude. I've been to New York once, dude. The fucking subways were insane, dude.
It's crazy, right?
Like, I saw just things that I thought Boston was bad, and then I went to New York subways, and I was like, dude, this is like a different world.
Oh, to be fair, I haven't seen Boston, but no, dude, you see people dancing. You see, dude, I've been in subways where it's just straight up naked. Like, like, I can't describe how naked this person looked. Like, it's the most naked person I've ever seen in my entire. Like, you know how, like, when you're naked, even with when you're with, like, your significant other at your own home, and you still have a sense of, like, humility about being naked.
Yeah.
No. This is, like, the worms from the original Men in Black, naked, and the most BO you've ever smelled in your entire life, which means it's not coming from any of his clothes, because he's not wearing them. It's all from him.
Ugh.
So, yeah, it's the subway's fun, man. It's a crazy time.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I gotta be honest.
If you're going up in, like, if you're going crosstown, like, if you're going east and west, you don't really see anything, because, like, crazy people don't really drive that rail. It's when you're going up and down. That's when it's fun.
Yeah, when I was there, I didn't see anything like that, but I saw, like, a lot of, like crazy homeless. Like, I remember the first thing I saw was, it was a homeless lady, and she had, like a wrap around her leg, and she had this huge, like, open wound gash, like, on her calf. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, bro. I was like, we have homeless in Boston, but they're not, like, fucking, they're not, like, they don't have open wounds. Like, shit. It's like a zombie movie.
Well, I would say, though, the worst homeless I've seen in concentration is in my lifetime. And I don't think this is the worst place in Jersey, but MLK Boulevard in Jersey City is insane. Like, it's people. A
bad neighborhood.
Oh, well, it's
like, is it just like ghetto, like, yeah, it's unsafe type shit.
100, it's like, yeah, there's shootings. It's one of the worst. Like, you go there in the middle of the day and you see a bunch of adults outside on the streets, and you're like, their main source of income must be selling drugs. Like, there's no other, like, because they're clearly at work on the streets. Because, like, if they're not, then how are all you affording to live anywhere? Like, so it's, and it's so crazy. You just see people, like, folded up like an accordion because they're on whatever fucking drug they're on. It's just marble mouth, just, rah, 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 just, up and down the whole fucking boulevard, up and down the whole road for a little while, until, like, Jersey City in New Jersey is getting there's, like, the gentrification part, which is, like, Jersey City has three parts of it, and it's like, the darker you go, the unsafer it goes. There's the white part, which is the gentrification part, which is touching I think Hoboken, New Jersey, which is, like, a nice area, because then the more north you get to, like, Weehawken and Fort.
What's it more, like, downtown, like?
Yeah, it's more, like, they're just
trying. High-rise?
High-rises.
On the water.
On the water, exactly.
Yeah. Those are always my favorite parts of the city, of any city.
Downtown. Exactly. And then it gets to the Spanish part, which is, like, all right, I don't want to be here. However, I feel like I could still stop in a store without someone yelling.
Yeah. Gotta come here for food.
And then it gets to the later stages where it's like, I'm gonna die. Like,
I'm the only white person here.
I'm the only white person. Like, literally. And I will die if I stay here. Like, there's no way if I went there for a 48-hour period, I wouldn't have gotten, like, fucked with. Like, in a serious way.
Yeah. You are easy pickings.
We're at least with New York City, I'm like, obviously the number of homeless is way more. I just think there's, like, something to, if you get to like an insane degree of like being high on drugs or something, like people will try to like put a blanket over you or something in New York. See, that's the difference. That area in New Jersey, MLK Boulevard, which of course it's MLK Boulevard. Harrison Avenue. That area, like that's it. It's that area, like that's that area. That's that like demographic where New York City is the demographic of everyone. So you're seeing a ton of regular people walking around, and then there's also homeless people that are just like fucking insane. So you can't have them be too insane because then they're gonna fuck around with the regular people.
Yeah. That's the thing.
However, they are pretty insane in New York.
Yeah, no, it was insane. I think it's just because there was more people. That's the because Boston's big, but Boston's not New York. You know, it's definitely a different caliber. And Boston's very white, also. Like that's like it's a very white city. And then New York, it was way more mixed, and then Memphis, it was just black. Like I was the only white person for fucking miles, dude. That was kind of a culture shock for sure.
Do you want to know how whacked out like the bad part of Jersey City is? I was driving there, right? Fucking this person pulls out in front of me and then busts the K turn in front of my car where I have to come to a full stop to wait for this person to do a K-turn. And while they're now doing the opposite direction as my car, as they're going by, they roll down their fully 5% tinted window and start yelling at the car at me going, what motherfucker, if I did something wrong by stopping my car and looking at them do a K-turn in the middle of an open road. She was so like, dude, she was I was like, what you're like, it's just, it was hilarious. I just started laughing because I'm like, obviously that person's insane, and that's the thing that blows my mind. It's like, how could you be that insane and someone gave you a vehicle?
No, I
that blows my mind. That's first off, that's like one of the first time where I'm like, you know, this is a weapon. There should be traffic laws. Hence why all laws in America are because white people got scared. That's
that really is it.
It's the only reason.
Walking down a dark street at night, you're like, hey, you know, I think we should have more streetlights.
Yeah. Maybe there should be a curfew.
Yeah, I don't mind paying taxes. Be a cop. There should be a cop on every corner.
Every corner.
Jersey City, bro. That's crazy. I forget you guys even have a city.
Yeah, well, people... what do? They call it the sixth city or the fifth city or something? Or the sixth borough?
What's that mean?
Because there's... Wait, no. I think it's fifth. Wait.
Oh, because like part of New York.
Am I that stupid? Yeah, no, there's five boroughs in New York. Yeah, exactly. But it's funny because Staten Island, it's like, dude, Weehawken, Hoboken, and Jersey City, like, those are, in my mind, way more city like than Staten fucking Island, which I think a lot of people would agree on too.
Yeah, 100%.
Staten Island's very. Staten Island is more New Jersey than Jersey City is. Like Jersey City is way closer to New York than Staten Island. Like it's so.
Yeah, when you see like it's just a river. Like you guys should be New York. You know what I mean? I think we can all agree. Somehow you guys got away with being your own state. I don't know how. But like you should be part of New York.
Well, hold on,
because when you look at the
Massachusetts
map, yeah.
Hold on.
What?
How close are you?
A little further north. It's like a 5-hour drive to New York.
I think Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Jersey. If you're going to say New Jersey, I think those other three states also might.
Nah, we're Boston, brother. We're our own thing.
Because
we have states separating us. Like, you guys have a river. It's like... It's just a river. Well,
people in New Jersey are like people in New York. The only difference is that we're poor.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, we can't afford to live in the city.
Yeah, we're angry just like people in New York, yet we can't do it while wearing a fitted suit or a nice pea coat.
Or
leather gloves.
But am I wrong in that New Jersey also is like has a lot of suburbs too? Isn't it like a big?
It does. Yeah. No. There's a ton of like.
Like, don't you have the most bears per capita of any state?
I have no.
I heard that. I don't know if it's real, but
I don't know. I've never seen a bear live. I've lived here for so long. I've never seen a bear once in my entire fucking life. You're acting like they're just crossing the street with. We're just holding hands. You have this weird fascination, like as if they're on unicycles all of a sudden, yeah. At the red light waiting.
I heard there's a lot. You got a lot of bears.
I never heard that one, Jim. I'm sorry.
Per capita, though, because that's where it gets all fucked up.
What does that mean? Like per the size of the state?
You know, I actually don't know what per capita means. I do, but I don't. I'm too dumb. I think it means percentage, like it doesn't mean you have the most bears.
That means the average per person. Why would they ratio the bears based on how many people live here? Who gives a for every 20 people there's a black bear? Like, what? Who gives a okay,
wouldn't that also mean there's more bears in general?
I don't know.
Oh no, because it would go off population size.
You know what, I was listening to something, right?
Confusing. I don't like math.
I heard someone defending the Electoral College the other day.
I'll defend it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Well, all right. The thing that blew my mind was like they were defending. It's like, well, if you don't count these states with these kind of amounts of electoral votes, then it will have smaller states just want to secede from like a country or whatever. And in my head, I'm like, aren't you like the same people who always like try to not defend the weak, and then here you are defending all the weaker states?
Yeah.
Like that's such a fucking you're such a hypocritical little piece of shit. Like, stop being a little bitch. Like it doesn't make sense. You know it doesn't make sense, and it only makes sense because you want it to make sense.
Yeah, it's a gay reason.
That's a very gay reason. What would be your reason for it?
Because democracy's gay.
That's fair. Moving on.
Yeah.
All right, next we have Timmy.
Like, popularity contest to who should run the country is a retarded idea, and the fact that we still do it is insane. So the Electoral College at least prevents it from being totally a popular. Throws a wrench in a little bit of it, so no, I guess it's kind of
it doesn't. It doesn't.
It does.
It just says these. No, it's like.
Because if it wasn't here, it would just be a popular vote, which is just how many people vote, which is dumb.
I mean, they're both dumb.
I know, but one's more dumb.
Why is that one more dumb?
Because people are dumb. Democracy is dumb. It's a dumb idea. I don't know.
How do you think the leader should be elected or founded or however the way would be?
Should be one.
When I said they were both dumb, I really don't even know.
No, I don't either.
You don't think?
No, I don't know. I don't think there should be a leader to begin with or a government to begin with. So, I don't think that any of this should be here.
I miss Ed.
I know.
Because he'd start fucking like flailing.
No, because he'd have an actual good reason for the electoral.
Yeah, exactly.
College,
he'll actually, yeah, he'd
know the argument, you know.
He would.
Where we're just kind of like, I'm like, it's gay.
Yeah, it's gay. You're gay.
Here's the thing of it. You could boil it down to simple things: is if we didn't have it, then the Democrats would win every election, and to me, that'd just be boring.
Yeah, well,
I'd say the same if it was only Republicans.
I'll say
too,
this
the other way around.
In my mind, like, good, like, if you actually want, here's the thing. I don't know much about anything. However, if you're going to advertise this something as if everyone's equal, well, then make everyone equal. Don't make every state equal. Make every human being equal.
Right.
And if you're telling me that. All of a sudden, like, oh, well, that state has this many electoral votes. It's like, why? It's like, well, it's a smaller state. It's like, well, now we're not making that vote equal.
I know, but, you know, it's because it's because they're voting on shit that's not even going to affect their state in a way. You know what I mean?
First off, probably why
it's
most of us are most people who vote have no fucking idea. dear.
I know.
First off, but they have no idea because they voted already. Like, that was your first sign.
I know, that's what I say.
Actually go in there and then they come out like, oh, dude. So it's like, you know what? Oh, maybe you did, but there's a good chance you didn't.
I have to stop myself regularly from family members and friends and calling them retarded when they say they vote. Which I hate it.
I've gotten to a point where it's like I just listen and go, maybe I'm the one who's wrong. So I don't even like.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even put my input in anymore.
I just go, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Because I used to be like, your fucking vote doesn't matter.
Those people suck too.
I know.
Those people blow.
But their votes don't matter. It's also true, though. Especially if you're in a state like us, where it's like they're always voting blue no matter what. So no matter what, your vote doesn't matter.
I just think once you say that, then you open up an argument that leads to nowhere. It's just you're not going to persuade them. They're not going to persuade you. No one actually cares. All of this is a farce. Like,
a false.
A faux? No, I think she called it a faux. It's a faux. All this is a faux. Is it faux? All this is bullshit.
Yeah. I think two parties is better than one party, though.
I don't care. Whatever.
I think, like, the fact that it switches between two things and then everyone fights, I think it's actually a good thing.
If
it was all just one thing, it would kind of suck.
I will say this. It is getting quite alarming how out of the loop I am. I mean, apparently there's a vote on, like, a Senate or something that I learned about a week later.
No, bro, you're not out of the loop. I've never in my life known about a Senate fucking vote. You shouldn't be in the loop on that. Who the fuck cares about the Senate, bro? Yeah, I don't even know what it is, kind of.
And now I'm at the point where I think there's a presidential election coming up. I don't know if
Yeah, that I know. That's the Super Bowl.
Jem,
you know?
I swear to God to you, I'm asking you this with all sincerity. Is there one coming up, and when is it?
It's next year, 2024.
Oh.
You'll know when it's coming up because everyone will start yelling.
It's December. When you say next year, what do you mean next year?
No, I mean like a year from now.
Oh, like next year, December, there will be an election?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you'll know, dude. Like this. Remember last one and the one before? Like, you'll know it's coming because everyone gets fucking that. It's like the Super Bowl. If you're not into football, you'll hear about it.
It's like the World Cup. It's like FIFA.
Yeah.
It's exactly that because I think that's every.
Actually, I've never heard of the World Cup, though. I never know when that is.
Yeah, but you've heard of the World Cup.
Right. But I don't know anyone who's into it. So it doesn't come into my sphere, but I know what you're.
That's the thing. It's kind of like the election, where it's like a lot of people that aren't into it pretend to like, you know, be interested.
Yeah, because they think it affects their life or abortion or whatever.
It might. Like,
this is important.
It might.
If I read the newspaper
at my coffee shop, my local coffee shop. Yeah,
I buy CDs
with my white hands and my white money and my white coffee and my white newspaper.
And my whole boat can fucking.
I'm making a difference. Don't you make fun of her mittens, damn it. Just stay away from her. I'll make fun of her.
Mittens?
Does she have mittens? I don't think she has mittens. She has gloves.
I said Hoboken.
No, I said mittens.
Oh, mittens.
People in that area have mittens.
Really?
That's a mitten. That's a beige pea coat area with mittens area.
You know what? That should be an arguable. We should write that down because I never fucking got to deal with mittens. I tried mittens. I hate mittens, dude.
I don't think I've ever worn a mitten in my entire life.
I like a nice glove where your fingers can move, you know?
So a mitten, actually, that shape is for real? Like, all your fingers are in that one little fucking...
It's like South Park fucking... Yeah, it's hard to hold shit. It's...
Huh.
I mean, I guess it's warmer, probably.
I kind of want to try a mitten out, just to see what it's like.
It's good for making snowballs, maybe. But, like, driving... Do you have gloves? Do you ever have, like, driving gloves?
No. Well, not... I have gloves that I'll put on sometimes while I'm driving, but I don't have driving-specific gloves.
What gloves do you put on when you drive?
Like...
In the cold.
If it's cold and I forgot to take off my gloves, I'll be now driving with gloves on.
Yeah, what kind of gloves though? Yeah, are they like leather? Like
no, I've been wanting to maybe get leather gloves, but every time I've had them in the past, they're just like they're kind of like rough. So I usually have like fabric type gloves,
like fleece,
like fabric.
Like thin? Are we talking like
no, like
big bulky winter gloves that you like, wear in eighth grade or no. Like.
They're not thin. No, they're not thin. No, they're just gloves, dude. I don't know. They're not
like where do you buy them?
It's not gardening gloves. I haven't bought in gloves in a long time, but like I guess
bought in, he says.
Target would be a place that
I am buying gloves.
I don't know how to explain this. Why the fuck did Brandon leave? Like what the
dude, Brandon, I got bone to pick with Brandon.
Bone to pick.
He blocked us.
We kill each other all the time.
Yeah. You know how many times I cut you off? And if you get upset, I keep cutting you off, you know?
I mean, to be fair, I've cut you off a couple times in this episode, and you got highly upset.
I know, but that's why it's funny.
It was hilarious.
I'm not going to block you over it, you know?
Again, I think it was that also mixed in with the litany, Jem. Litany.
Yeah, you know, that was the cost of Instagram. The real cost of Instagram
was losing Brandon.
Because you know in your heart of hearts, if I never went on there in that group chat, I don't think this would have any of this would happen.
No, he'd be on the podcast right now.
He would, yeah.
You guys,
and he'd still be getting mad at us, but it wouldn't. He wouldn't have had to have that sit down with me that time. And he wouldn't. Because then he started hating both of us.
It was Instagram, and it was the O Brother.
That O Brother, dude. Hey, have you listened back?
No, I haven't listened back to an episode in a long time.
Oh, man. It's... Yeah, he was mad. I didn't recognize it in the moment, but when I listened back, dude, you cut him off, and then he was quiet for like 3 straight minutes, didn't say a lick of anything. And then you were like, Brandon, do you think it looks like E.T.? He's like, I think it looks like a black woman. The way he said it.
Can you,
he was so mad.
Do you know the timestamp?
I could see him crossing it up, dude. He was fucking fuming. He wasn't even playing along. There was no joke. He was like fucking... He was fuming. I don't know the timestamp.
Oh, man.
I wish it did.
What episode that was? Oh, fuck. We shit. Do we have... How many arguables do we have left before we... Because I got to head out soon.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, my God. I just want to know how many arguables I have, like, in the hopper. In the hopper.
Got the semi-automatic.
Oh, you're going to go for in the harbor?
In the harbor.
Oh, so there's one. Okay, so we're good until the 22nd. Oh, shit. So we'll do some more arguables. Within the next week.
Within the next harbor.
Please stop.
Within the next motherfucker.
Did you ever make that group chat with me and Ed? Because I don't think you did.
Yeah, no. I did it the second you asked me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see.
And oh, shit. You never responded.
Oh. Oh, shit. Not home. Bro. What the fuck? Create. And IG and send Brandon reels.
Now here comes the 4-month slog of convincing Ed to get in this.
Dude, he just posted something 3 minutes ago. Trump said gas is $8 a gallon. Anyone paying $8 a gallon for gas anywhere?
He said no.
Don't be a fag. He said no. That is funny. He did say no. Jamie and Drem are stripper names. I never thought of that. That is right.
Fucking Ed. Whatever happened to Ed?
Oh, man. All right. Well, I should be getting going now. I got one more. Whoa. Strat is... The least accurate quarterback in the besides. Oh, that's one of those fake posts. I was like, wait, that doesn't even
sound
like a real stat.
Sometimes I want to send you sports reels But I can't tell if they're like people making up the announcer things. I think
that one seems like a fake announcer thing. I sent it to my buddy who's huge on baseball. I'm like, this has to be fake, right?
He's like, I want to be black. Something. And I'm like, I can't tell if it's real, but I sent it
that
anyway.
One sounded like bullshit. It didn't even sound like an actual announcer. But there is one. You got to look up, and there's a deep fly ball to Cassianos or whatever. I'm paraphrasing it a little wrong. If you look that one up and you listen to it, and then you listen to the apology video, like it's you'll.
What's he say?
Like he.
Did he say something about gay or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh my god! Yeah, nailed it. Because pretty much, by the way, there's only like two things that Nasser could say that gets you in hot water.
Yeah.
It was either black or gay. Like there's no. he pretty much it was a hot mic, and you might actually know like the definition of a hot mic.
Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah, so
like he didn't know it was on.
He didn't know it was on, and they're talking about San Francisco, and I think he calls.
Get a load of these fags over
pretty
there.
Pretty much, he goes, it's the fag capital of the world, or something like that.
Oh yeah, I remember that, dude. I remember that when it happened.
And then all of a sudden, he's doing an apology on the air, and Cassianos hits like a home run. And while he's basically, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, "Hey, listen, I'm sorry, I'm a Christian." Oh, and there's a deep fly ball by Cassiano. Yeah. He makes the call.
He made the call mid apology.
I've never been done before. Never been done. It was so pure and unique. It was so great.
And did he get fired?
He got fired instantly.
Oh, no.
I called San Francisco the fat capital of the world. You're not. I'm sorry.
I mean, is he wrong, though?
Listen, is he wrong? And
yeah. San Francisco, isn't it? Isn't it like, don't even they claim it as gay?
You can literally see the box in his hands while he's giving the apology. A little fern plant hanging out. Picture
little
of his
trophy.
Yeah, little like microphone trophy, like sportscaster of the year.
What do they think? What do they think? Like, what do people think?
What do you mean?
Like, you as a sports fan, like, do you think the announcer, like, when he gets off of work, talks like that? Like, of course, he's a sports announcer. I would think he gets beers and he's like, yeah, it's fucking.
It's.
He's like a dad, right? He's
I
like
don't
a,
know what this world is anymore, man. Or I never did. So I just don't know. I don't care. It's. There's rules in place. And if you don't do them, you get punished. And then there's people trying to stop that. And then there's me just trying to get another Christmas gift for my girlfriend and not caring.
Are there any gay players?
Openly, at the moment, I don't know. In baseball, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think there's actually in... I don't know. I don't think it's something I would...
It seems like something that gays aren't like really a part of.
Maybe, or... I'm sure it goes both ways. And then there's people that are like, no, it's more because these sports are dominated by such... Like, you have to be this as a man where the people are too afraid.
Toxic man culture. You can't come out or no one will buy your fucking socks.
I don't know, dude. I feel like every rule in place really is just to protect money in some way. So, like...
Yeah.
I don't know what the protection is to like, how it helps the bottom line.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of gay people are watching baseball. That'd be my guess, just knowing nothing about baseball. Just doesn't seem like a gay sport.
There could, but there, I'm just, dude, there's definitely gay people that watch
baseball. Now, soccer.
Tons of. You want to talk about
soccer.
The fag capital of the world? Chelsea United. No way, I'm sorry, Manchester United. I don't know soccer at all.
Get Eddie. Get Eddie. Get Eddie.
There's a deep fly ball. All right, so we got to figure out when we're going to do more arguables. We got to get Ed, man. We got to get
Ed. Yeah, we'll get Ed for some arguables.
Yeah, man.
Like, well, he said Mondays and Tuesdays are his best freaking thing.
When did he say that? In the group chat?
He said it right before I made the group chat to me.
Monday and Tuesdays are like the worst day for me.
To me, this time of year doesn't matter. because I'll figure out
a Monday or Tuesday coming up, dude. I will.
I mean, it's also rough because of the fucking holidays.
Right,
but
relax. Calm down.
What do you mean? Why are you saying?
Because you jumped. It's also you're like me the other. Well, I have a question.
Personally,
I still love that fucking that guy.
That was so funny.
He comes out of nowhere.
That was the most YouTube thing to ever happen. We thought we were watching just an innocent little video.
And it comes out of nowhere. Personally, nowhere.
With his fucking.
I don't think they
with his rainbow lights in the back and his fucking.
Oh my god.
His RGB fucking computer set up with his mic. Hell. I'm here to commentate instead of just showing you the video. It's like, oh boy.
Yeah, I'm so happy I don't make those fucking videos. Oh man. All
right, that was the worst.
One other thing before we go. I was apparently like some dude. This like. I don't know, some British bald dude made a 4-hour video about plagiarism and YouTube and shit.
Oh, you've found that rabbit hole.
I didn't know. So here's the thing. All of a sudden.
The bad rabbit hole.
He made another video that's like 20-something minutes about like this one girl who makes videos. I think her name's like Illumination or Illuminati or something. Something weird. And I'm watching this. And two things. One, like, she's one of those YouTubers that, like, literally just, like, reads articles and puts, like, B-roll footage on the video. But she uploads, like, 2 to 3 times a week, right?
Oh, boy.
And it's like, God, dude, remember that fucking life? That is such a... I could not do that. I'd shoot myself in the head. If that was the way I made money. Just making bullshit after bullshit video. It's just, but then I'm also watching it, and I'm like, dude, who the fuck watched this guy for 4 hours, 9 fucking zillion years? I was watching this like, dude, this video is so fucking boring. However, I was eating food and I had nothing to do, and I'm like, all right, let me just keep right, because I thought the video was going to be a jumping off point to like that kind of content. No, he kind of just rails on her 90% of the time. And then a little other bit of the time is on that kind of. So I'm like, not in a million years am I watching.
What girl is he railing on? Do you remember?
That Illuminati.
Oh, the Illuminati thing. I've never heard of that.
Never.
But
never in him either. I have no idea. It was just two forms of content that I found boring. The people that are putting low quality but high quantity out there. And then the people who are like, well, this is what I don't, whatever.
Yeah, the people trying to be like, this is wrong.
I don't know what the 4-hour video is about. However, God damn, that was a boring video.
Well, there's a lot of trendy shit going around right now where everyone's shitting on YouTubers and Twitch streamers who like will react to videos.
Yeah, but that's been going on forever, though, right?
Yeah, but it's been like everywhere lately.
Oh, the floodgates finally like, opened.
Oh my god, where I have to dodge it left and right because I'm just like, I don't give a fuck, bro. I want to watch someone react to something. I'm gonna watch someone react to something. I don't give a fuck if you think it's lazy or stealing or I don't give a fuck, bro. No one's doing anything wrong. You don't have any real causes. You're directionless and you're just looking for fucking clicks. I hate those people. and then the other people I hate recently are the people talking about Twitch with the sex stuff. And they're just like, oh, it's like, it's the same fucking three arguments just come looping back every fucking year. The sex
one was always funny to me. I fucking love that. It's like, dude, if some girl, it's like, obviously,
bro,
a highly male audience is going to watch some girl with her tits out compared to your gaming video. And then like you act as if like the world owes you something. Because you're making a stream criticizing a video game. Who gives a fuck? You're not. First off, you know what the funny thing about that is? A lot of people that complain, they're making stuff that other people make and have a huge audience on. AKA, people do want to watch that type of content. They just don't want to watch your content.
Yeah.
Because you fucking suck. You want to read, you want to know why no one listens to my fucking podcast? Because it blows. I love you and I love myself. This podcast sucks. It obviously sucks. It's been going on for 2 fucking years. No one listens to this shit. But I'm not going to fucking make a four. I'm not saying this is what this guy did. I'm just saying, I'm not going to make a fucking hour, 2, 3, 4 hour diatribe or whatever the word is about how, like, oh, this is what. Kill it. No, I'm killing myself. Let me kill myself.
Yeah, 4 hour fucking video on anything is insane.
I would watch it if it was by the way, the one YouTuber I have been watching a lot of, like, I've been binge watching, is this guy called Knowing Better, and he fits the perfect, like, formula of what you know I like. Just guy sitting in his room in front of his camera, just fucking talking. I love that shit.
Yeah, you do like this shit.
Well, that's what this other video was, though, but it was so badly boring. It was just really, really... And I'm sorry. I'm not giving that guy another chance. Unless, like, unless you share something of him to me, I'm not investing 4 hours. Not in a...
No.
I just started watching Star Wars with my girl for the first time. I never saw it. So I got my time invested in something else as production value.
Dude, like, the longest YouTube video I've probably ever watched is maybe, like, an hour and a half. And that's because it was an amazing fucking documentary about, like, some Disney song. And he goes through this whole... It's a really good video, but, like, I was like, if it was anything else, there's no way I'd watch a fucking hour video.
No, I've watched it.
But I listen to podcasts, so it's kind of hypocritical.
That's different, though. I feel because your senses aren't... Your audio sense... Like, you can use your eyes for something else. You know what I mean? Like, you're listening to podcasts while you're doing stuff.
Right. Did you watch the Kellogg one? This guy's?
Yeah, I did. Oh, wait. The Kellogg one's...
That's a really interesting thing. No, whole thing with breakfast and fucking cereal
companies. Watch the Kellogg one and watch the... I think it's like the graham cracker one or whatever. I forget which one you have to watch first. I think you might have to watch the graham cracker one first.
Why? Because they're connected?
Yes. They're both very
connected. Oh, okay.
And I shouldn't say you have to. However, like, it helps a lot. The guy's cool. Like, he just basically, in his way, teaches you stuff, and you hope it's not biased at all. And, of course, there's going to be biases with everything. But, I don't know. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. I like longer form stuff to put on when I'm editing.
Yeah, dude, definitely put that one on. It might be one of those ones where you put it on while you're editing. And like 10, 15 minutes in, you're like, wait, hold on. Let me start paying attention to this fucking...
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
That does happen sometimes. That does happen.
But I'm going to head out, and I'll hit you and Ed up soon to do another EP and some arguables.
EP?
Episode.
Oh, okay.
Don't you dare.
Why'd you say it like that? All right.
You know how you be driving?
Also, Brandon.
He'll be back.
He's dead to me.
He's never coming back.
He's dead.
We miss it. Brandon, come home.
I miss you already. Brandon, come home.
Later.
Bye.